Obama is
Love
in it.
Talk Radio.
Our ministries, our government, our nation, and our country. We pray healing over our neighborhoods. We pray healing over mental disorders and nervous conditions, heart attacks and prescription drugs, addictions to drugs, alcohol. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. We speak healing now, God. Divine healing, divine wholeness, divine wellness. We call forth energy and long life. We call for strength physically, healing mentally, healing naturally, healing financially, and healing spiritually. Cover us in the name of Jesus. We loose it in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now that our healing is loosed according to your word. For your word declares in the name of Jesus, according to Psalm 32, O Lord my God, I cried unto thee and thou hast healed me. According to Psalm 34 and 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. According to Psalms 103 and 3, who forgive all their iniquities, who heals all their diseases. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, but he longed for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of his peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Father, we thank you. According to Psalm 107 and 20, he sent his word and healed them. God, I thank you that Jeremiah 17 and 14 said, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. According to Hebrews 13 and 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just like you told us on the Bible, today, God, you can heal me today. According to Psalm 119 and 153, consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Psalm 147 and 3 says, he healeth the broken in heart, he bindeth up their wounds. And Father, I bless you right now that every hurt has been healed. Every hurt has been moved. Heal us from our failures. Heal us from our past. Heal us from our regrets. And every personal nightmare, heal us from that. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that every place that my feet trod, I thank you that healing has been given to me internally and externally, as well as my family, my neighborhood, my workplace, and my place of worship. And I decree and I declare that I receive healing in my thinking. I'm healed. I'm healed. Now I can rest. And I pray these words have brought healing according to your name. That I have overcome. I'm no longer bound. I'm no longer sick. I'm no longer stressed out. Thank God by faith. I am healed in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ. Prayer protection. When we think of protection, we think of the state of being protected. It's a point of supervision to support one that is smaller and weaker. It actually means to have coverage. Thank God that through his son Jesus, even though we're sometimes weaker and smaller, thank God we have holy and divine coverage. As we go to the throne of grace, we all need protection. We need protection from the evils of this world. We need protection as we leave our homes, as we rest in our neighborhoods, as we work in our workplace. And right now, we go to the throne of grace, knowing that God is our ultimate protector. Father, we thank you today for your divine presence. You alone are God, and you're worthy to be praised. It's an honor to be able to come to your throne at this moment. And I pray in the name of Jesus for protection. God, we can't cover ourselves. We need you. We need your hand. We need your guidance. We need your insight. For you, God, are eternal, past, our present, and our future. You're our Alpha and you're our Omega. You're our beginning and you're our end. And I'm asking you with a sincere heart today to bless our life with protection. I pray in the name of Jesus that everywhere we go, everything we encounter, every day we exist, we ask you for divine protection. Father, Father, we're living in a world today to where we just don't know. We're living in perilous times. Men are growing more evil, more wicked. So we need your protection. And in the name of Jesus, our entire families, our children, our households, protection in our workplace, we need your protection. I bind in the name of Jesus every demonic spirit of death, sickness, disease, plague, and generational curse. We need protection from witchcraft and sorcery, destruction, accidents, incidents, and terrorism. We need protection from crime and violence, physical and verbal abuse, from all forms of evil. We need protection from this meat and seed and plant corns. We need protection from schism and wicked spot over all our enemies and our foes. We need protection from secret bondage. We need protection from the evils of this world. We need protection in our food and in our water. We need protection as we drive down the highways, the freeway, the interstate, and even around the corner. We need your angelic protection. And in the name of Jesus, we bind all forms of hurt, and we lose help, safety from all forms of harm. We lose a shield from satanic darts. We lose peace of mind and security. We lose a clear mind. We lose honesty and trust. We lose success. We lose loyal friends. We lose committed people to our lives. So we won't cause and have pain that keeps us from burdens. And in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus, we release angelic protection as you promised. Psalm 91 and 10, that you've given your angels charge over us. Isaiah 54 and 17 declares that no weapon formed against us will prosper. I decree that we have a shield and a sword, shelter, a refuge, and a divine covering. Father, protection everywhere we walk, every place our feet trod. I thank you for protection. According to your word in Psalm 46 and 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God, you said in Psalm 121 and 8, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Proverbs 30 and 5 says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Isaiah 59 and 19 says that when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard against him. Romans 8 and 37 says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And Romans 8 and 31 says, what can we say to these things? If God be for us, who shall be against us? We thank you for protection. 2 Thessalonians 3 and 3 says, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. I praise you in the name of Jesus that we're covered. We are covered and we are protected in the precious, matchless name of Jesus. And it's done. Amen. As we come to the throne room, I believe one of the most significant prayers that we can pray is prayer for our families and our marriages. For we see that all over the world, the enemy is trying to bring division to our households. For the word of God says that a house that's divided cannot stand. And we're getting ready to cover our families and our marriages. Families are important. And we need our family units to stay whole. When families live together, they encounter all types of opposition. all types of decisions and all types of circumstances. But through prayer, God will bless our marriage and our family. So Father, we come to you in a humble posture to your throne of grace and your divine presence, thanking you for the precious gift of your Son, Jesus. What a privilege it is to be able to reverence your holy and your majestic name. For you, God, alone are truly great and you're worthy to be praised. Father, we need you to cover our marriages and our families. Cover our families with divine love and our unity. Cover our marriages with trust. Cover our marriages with love. And cover our marriages with commitment and loyalty. Cover our families with laughter. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you tie us together as a family unit. That we will have strength from one another. We pray that our houses in the name of Jesus will be havens of peace. They'll be our personal getaways from the complexities of life. We pray that homes be a place in which we look forward to going. And we bind in the name of Jesus every satanic spirit that's fighting our homes. The spirit of lack, the spirit of poverty, confusion, and division. We come against discord, inappropriate associations and relationships. We bind the spirit of rage and the spirit of violence, physical and verbal abuse, sexual abuse, and selfishness. We come against the spirit of criticism, stubbornness, and deceit. We bind infidelity, abandonment, adultery, separation, and neglect. And we come against all hatred and unforgiveness and every wicked person that wants to separate our family unit. We come against all forms of evil against our marriages and our family unit. And we loose in the name of Jesus the God-given spirit of unity. God, guide our families. Give us spiritual devotion and forgiveness. Let our homes be homes of laughter, agreement, loyalty and obedience, commitment, and release health and release wealth. Father, when we don't even understand what to do on those hard days, when everyone is frustrated and everyone is up under stress, slip your presence in our homes so that we can have peace. We declare that our whole family shall walk in love and compassion, and that you'll give us internal peace in our marriage and among our children. Cover our children and give them insight and give them intellect and give them creative things to discover that their purpose and destiny might be fulfilled. Protect our family in the neighborhood in which we live. Protect our marriages and our family in the workplace and even in our place of worship. Bless our family. Let it function in order according to your word. We pray according to the word of God. Hebrews 13 and 4 says marriage is honorable in all, and the bed is undefiled. Let us learn how to yield and submit ourselves one to another. Ephesians 6 and 1 through 4 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and I may live long on the earth. Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up into the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Father, let our children see that the heroes and the real role models are right within our house. We thank you that according to Psalm 102 and 28, that the children of thy servants shall continue and their seed shall be established before thee. We thank you for long life. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you for posterity. And we thank you that our families after this day will never be the same. Thank you, God, for bringing happiness, peace, protection, and togetherness. Most of all, favoring your protection and your grace is in our household. Satan, you can't have our house. It belongs to God. As for me and this house, we will serve the Lord. Thank you, God, that it's done. In Jesus' name, amen. As we come to the throne of grace, the prayer for deliverance. God, before I start this prayer, we need to be delivered. It just simply means to be set free, to be handed over to another that will best care for them. God, we need so much deliverance. We need deliverance from our secret demons, our private struggles, and our hidden fears. And as we get ready to come to your throne, if we ever needed you, we need your deliverance. Father, we can't go anywhere else but you. What we're dealing with, you're the only power that can change this. Your son Jesus is the precious gift that you've given us to give us access to you. And we bless your name, Jesus. God, you're alone with God, and we reverence your holy name. How excellent is that name, and you're so faithful. I'm asking you, with the most purest and sincere heart that we can ask you, please bless our life with deliverance. We're tired of shackles and we're tired of chains. We're tired of faking and we're tired of the counterfeit smile. We want to be set free for real. We need deliverance to rest upon our lives. We need your deliverance so we can find out who we really are. For God, we can't know who we really are. Bound, hurting, regretful, ashamed, embarrassed, hurt. But right now, God, we pray that every place that we encounter, that we enter, that we reside, and that we visit in our present and in our future, that you can set us free. We know today, God, that we can't be free without you. And in the name of Jesus, according to your word, according to Matthew 18 and 18, we bind every satanic spirit of heaviness, spirit of addiction and spirit of depression, spirit of oppression and spirit of fear. God, we're tired of tormenting spirits and we're tired of death and failure, and guilt and shame, and generational curses, and the spirit of divination and sorcery. We're fighting wicked imaginations and soul ties and drugs and alcohol. Matter of fact, we don't even want to be like we are. Depressed and oppressed. Dealing with past failures and past guilt and past mistakes. We're fighting temptation and we're fighting unforgiveness. And some days we're prideful. Some days we fight anxiety and stress. We're fighting lust and we're fighting poverty and we're fighting sin and brokenness. And some days we're just so empty. No one really understands. And God, there are days when it's so heavy until we can't even discuss it because we don't want to break down again. Our tears have transferred from our eyes and they have landed upon our heart, and deep down inside we're crying. There's a silent cry deep within our soul. Today we need you to deliver us because we're tired. We're tired and we need you to break the heaviness. Destroy it at its very root. We're ready to be free. We need overcoming power. Can we loose in the name of Jesus? Conquering power with a clean heart. We loose the spirit of love and unity, the spirit of holiness, the spirit of peace and the spirit of joy. Give us a praying spirit and a spirit of worship. Father, you said in Psalm 55, 16 through 18, as for me, I will call upon the Lord, and the Lord will save me. He shall hear my voice, and he hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. For there were many with me, but God, they all left me when trouble came. Psalm 91 and 3 says, surely he hath delivered me from the snare of the fowler, and from the nuisance, and from the pestilence. God, I can't do this without you. You said, Joel 2 and 32, it says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord you shall be delivered. I cry out for you, according to Psalm 107 and 6, to say, if I can cry out for you in my trouble, you'll deliver me out of my distresses. I feel like Isaiah, which wrote in 41 and 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. When you told him, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I'm so glad you are come. You say, I will strengthen thee and I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God, I need that right hand. I need the hand that will bring me out of trouble. I need the hand that will stitch my brokenness to where now when I look at my wounds, I can praise your name. Because even though the sign of the cut might be visible, there's no infection. I declare this according to your word, that from this day forward, I have the power to pursue my destiny. I have the power to pursue my purpose. Thank you that you have delivered me and protected me and made me whole from all forms of evil. Most of all, God. If you never give me another car, if you never give me another house, if I never get another wardrobe, I thank you that I've been delivered. For he who the Son has set free is free indeed. Father, I thank you for my freedom. I thank you for my deliverance. And I ask this according to your name. And it is done in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Father God, we thank you for this wonderful day, God, that you have given us, God. We thank you for your loving kindness and your mercy, God. We thank you for your grace, God. We thank you, God, that you have just loved us with an everlasting love, God. And Lord, as we come before you, Lord God, we're asking you to forgive us of our sins, oh God, wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, you said, man ought to always pray and not faint. We come before you with prayer on our hearts this morning, praying one for another. Praise God. You are listening to God's favorite prayer ministry this morning, every first Saturday. Praise God. We've been missing because of different cultures, but we thank God we are back. Praise God. God's favorite prayer ministry's usually held every first Saturday of the month at 10 a.m., usually in the home. But because of COVID, we are online. We thank God he always makes a way for us where it seems to be no way, because we wouldn't have you if we weren't online. We pray for, as the word has instructed us, especially for mothers that have lost their children to prison walls or gun violence or pregnancy. Our goal is to reach out and to let them know that they are loved, no matter how battered, broken, hurt, or torn they may be. Praise God. God cares, and so do we. Praise God. Always tell someone to come on and pray and give them the call-in number, which is 1-714-409-0578. I am so grateful to see you all on. That means to me that you really mean to go against Satan and every one of his demons, because we ought to pray to ward off these things, and the more that comes together, praise God, we can tear down the devil's kingdom. At this time, we're going to take communion, and as you are getting your communion, Sister Gloria Dean will read communion scripture. Praise God, if you would like to take communion with us, praise God. So, Sister Gloria Dean, you may go forth now and read the communion scripture for us, but we'll come back to the prayers later. We're going to come back to, because those are powerful prayers that Pastor McKnight is praying for us. Praise God. Do want to honor the Lord with and let him know how much we love him for what he has done for us. Praise God. So would you read the communion scripture right now, and maybe Sister Sadie might give us a blood song. Praise God.
Go praise on. God. Oh, praise the Lord, and good morning to everyone. Praise the Lord. I'll be reading from 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, beginning at verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink that this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Thank God for the reading of his word. If you have your elements for communion this morning, this is the day of the month. Praise God. And we want to start off on the right foot, honoring God in every way that we know how. So if you have your bread, you may hold it up as I pray over the body of Christ. Praise God. Father God, thank you. Thank you. What else can we say? But thank you for your broken body. Lord God, your body was broken for us, oh God, that we may live, oh God, Father God, in that. Oh, Father God, that, oh, yes, Lord, your body was broken in so many. You were pierced in the side. You were spit on. God, you were ridiculed. You were done all kind of things, oh, God, for us, God, as you hung there on that cross, oh, God. And, Father God, we look to the cross today. Oh, Father, the cross of Christ. And we thank you, yes, Lord God, for dying for us, hanging there for us. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, may we partake. Also, the blood came streaming down. Praise God. Hallelujah. The blood was shed for the remission of our sins. Praise God. The blood was shed that we may be, our sins may be washed whiter than snow. We thank you, God, for the blood that washes us and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. I thank God that we are washed. We, as we partake, we are being washed from hurt, pain, as Pastor McKnight was saying earlier. We are washed from our secret demons. We are being washed from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. And we thank God that he washes us and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. May we drink. Amen. Zadie, would you go forth? Minister Zadie. Oh, the blood of Jesus, of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes as white as snow. Praise God. Our theme is, it is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. Praise God. Our encouraging scripture, our title is Men Ought to Always Pray and Not Faint. Praise God. Our encouraging scripture is coming from 2 Chronicles 5. And it reads, Jehoshaphat humbled approach to the challenge, opened his heart to God's involvement, which came in from encouragement and divine intervention. No matter how much experience we have in a certain area, praying for help develops a holy reliance on God. It reminds us that he knows more than we do, and he's ultimately in control. It puts us in a humble place, a place where he is pleased to respond and support us no matter what the outcome may be. So man ought to always pray. Jehoshaphat prayed. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God that we can come before the Father and pray. Praise God. So we're going to allow you all that would love to pray this morning to come before the Father and express yourself to him before we go back into the prayer. Praise God. We thank God that we can come and express ourselves and give ourselves over to him. So we're going to begin with Minister Zadie. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, me. Okay. You may go for it.
Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you, dear God, for this opportunity, oh God, to come together with God's favorite ministries this morning, oh Father God. We just thank you, oh God. We thank you, dear God, oh, for being God. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord God, oh God, to know that we, oh God, fragile human beings, oh Father God, we have a God of supernatural, a sovereign, oh God, a God that we can come before and we can call on. We can call, oh God, and you told us, oh God, that you'll be a very present help in the time of trouble, in the time of need, oh Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you, oh God, that you are our fathers, oh God, some of us, most of us, I'll say that our fathers and mothers, Oh God, our earthly mothers and fathers going on now, Father God. But you, oh God, are a father to us, oh Father God. We can call on you, oh Father God. Oh God, in this trouble, oh God, world, oh God, that we live in, oh Father God, we can call you Abba, Father, oh Father God, Abba, Father, oh God, who promised to be with us and never to leave us, Father God. We thank you that we can find all that we need, oh God, in you, God. We can find, oh God, the comfort that we need, oh God. We can find, oh Father God, everything, oh God, the joy, the peace, the fulfillment, oh God, and all, God, in what we need, oh God, even when our friends and when our loved ones, oh God, forsake us, oh Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, that we can call you Abba. Abba, Abba, God, we just thank you, Father God. And Father God, we thank you, oh God, and we love you, Father God. And we just, oh God, oh Father God, we ask that if there's anything, oh God, in us, oh God, that shouldn't be, oh God. Oh God, we ask that you move it, oh God. Oh God, that we may be closer and closer and closer to you, that we would not like anything, oh Father God. We don't have to worry, oh God. We don't have to fret, oh God, or be anxious for anything, oh Father God. We can just run to you, oh Father God. We can come to you, oh Father God. We realize, dear God, hallelujah, God, that, oh God, oh Father God, that there may be, oh God, things that we done and we shouldn't have done, oh God, and there may be things that we should have done that we didn't do, oh God. We ask you to forgive us, oh God, of all of our sins and wash us thoroughly from all iniquities, oh God. We want to be so close to you, God. We want to be so close to you, oh God. Some of us, oh Father God, is getting older, oh Father God. Oh God, oh God, we are getting older, oh Father God. Some, oh God, of us have affliction upon our bodies, oh Father God. We, oh God, we just want to be so close to you, God, that whatever comes our way, oh Father God, we can just know that we can call on you, oh God. We can just yield everything over to you, God. Oh God, and that you will take care of us, oh God. You will provide our every need, oh Father God. Oh God. Oh God, not that, oh God, that we loved you, but because you love us so much, oh God. You love us so much, oh God, that you sent your son to die, oh Father God. Oh God, just give us the courage. Give us the strength, oh Father God. Look on Minister Vivian, oh Father God. Oh God, oh God. Oh God, just love on her and keep us strong, oh God. That, oh God, hold her up on every lean side, oh Father God, to continue on, oh Father God, in the ministry, oh God. Keep, oh God, oh God, oh God, keep, oh God, writing epistles, oh God. Oh God, that, you know, dear God, that we, oh God, will be shining, oh God, epistles of her evidence, oh God, of her ministry, oh Father God, of her teaching, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, bless each and every one, oh God, that has come forth this morning, oh Father God. And maybe there's some had a desire to come and won't be able to make it on this morning, God. Just let your spirit reign, oh Father God, throughout, oh Father God. Let this service be a blessing to us all, oh Father God, because, oh God, we come to lift up, oh God, praise and glorify your holy name, oh God. Bless us individually, oh God, and collectively, oh God, throughout the universe, oh Father God. Bless the body of Christ, oh God. Oh God, oh God. Oh God, we ask that you, oh Father God, save our friends and loved ones. I ask that you just prick hearts everywhere. Hearts everywhere, God. You pricked our hearts one day, oh Father God. Continue, oh God, to prick hearts, oh God. Oh God, change wheels, oh Father God. God, oh God, condition minds, oh God. Oh God, that everyone, oh God, will turn to you, oh God, and know joy, oh God, of serving and awesome and sovereign God, in Jesus' name, this is my prayer. Amen, and thank God.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Zadie Alpha. God bless you. Minister GD, would you go for it?
It's God. It's God. Thank you for the privilege. Minister Vivian, I always busy on Saturdays with the activities, you know, in the church. But I'm glad to be here this morning. If you mind, I can please, you know, come with a song. It's okay? Just to glorify. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Lord, I pray. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Let it be My God, my God, my God, we honor you this morning. We give you reverence because you are God and you deserve all the praise and glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Today is July 1st. Here we are, Lord. We thank you for last month and we thank you for this month. Hallelujah. We ask in the name of Jesus that you bless this month to bless us. May this month bless us and bless our families in the name of Jesus Christ. We cancel every trap. Hallelujah. And we send fire to burn and destroy all the traps that the enemy set before us, around us, in our thoughts, in our hearts, in whatever the traps may be, shall be destroyed by fire. This month will be a month of freedom in the name of Jesus. And I claim this one. I declare and decree that we are blessed in the name of Jesus. We are unmovable. We are irresistible. I decree and declare that this month will obey us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we fill this month with the blood of Jesus Christ in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for all your doings. You are a great God. And thank you for waking us up this morning. And thank you for the privilege, the grace to be before you this very moment. And we thank you. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for the manifestation of your presence on this radio station in the name of Jesus Christ, with your program, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I ask that you bless each and every one that run this program right now. You bless them mightily in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let your name be glorified. Let your will be done in our lives. As the Holy Spirit, we ask that you cover us and keep us under the blood. Under the blood of Jesus Christ. And I bless Minister Vivian in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that she will stand and stand strong in the Lord to do his will and his will alone. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you so much, Minister. Thank you. Pastor Joyce, would you go for it?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that within me. Hallelujah, bless his high and holy name. Bless the Lord, and forget not all of his benefits. Hallelujah. Who heals all our disease. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Who protect us and keep us and watch over us. Hallelujah, glory to God. Father God, we come before you this morning, Lord God, not complaining, Lord God, not for no shape, form, or fashion, not so outside show to this unfriendly world. But, Father God, we come because we know that we need you, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you to be able to call you our Father this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Adomosha. Hallelujah. We know, Father God, when we call upon you, Father God, you will hear and answer our prayer, Father God. Father God, we look asking you, Lord God, to bless those that's ill, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Those in their home, Father God. Hallelujah. Those in the hospital, those in the nursing home, mental institutions, Father God. Wherever they may be, Father God, we know that you know, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Someone is suffering, Lord God, from throwing up this morning, Father God. We ask you, Lord God, to settle their stomach, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask you to heal their bodies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All over this world, Father God. Oh God, all those, Father God, we come, Lord God, to thank you and praise you. Hallelujah, for what you're doing, Lord God. You know what your people stand in need of, Father God. And we come, Lord God, to thank you for it. And we come, Father God, to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for you's an omnipotent God. You's a good God. You's a God that sit high and you look low. You're familiar with all our ways, Father God. Hallelujah. Your people are all over this world, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father God. We are your children. Hallelujah. And you are our Father. And for that, Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the honor, the glory. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, everyone that's on the line, Lord God, have mercy upon them, Lord. Strengthen them where they're weak. Build them up where they're torn down. Prop them up on every leaning side, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, cover us with your blood, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let your power, Lord God, cover each and every one, Father God, the sick and afflicted, Lord God, the poor and the needed, Father God, every mother's child throughout this land and country, Father God. And, Father God, we know, Father God, that you're able, Lord God. We pray, God, that you will bless America today, Lord God. Bless us to come back together, Lord God. Bless us to repent from our sins, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And look to the hill, feel from whence cometh our help, that all our help comes from you, Father God. And for that, Lord, we give no Moshe ha. Hallelujah, Lord God. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. We just thank you, Lord, Lord. Let your will be done, Lord God. And we give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Minister Janice.
Did I go there?
Minister Janice?
Yes. Yes. Can you hear?
Yeah, I hear you.
Praise God. We are just so grateful for this day because we know that this day is the day that the Lord has made. And we who are in Christ have decided that we will rejoice no matter what's going on, no matter how it looks, no matter what attack we may be under, that we will rejoice and be glad in it. First, giving honor and glory to an almighty God who is the King of Kings and who is the Lord of Lords. I just want to let everyone know that I appreciate the kind words, the thoughts, the love and support that everyone has given me and my family during our hour of grief, through our time that Mother had transitioned on to be with the Lord. We thank each and every one of you. But we know that God has gone on and prepared a place. This is what he said. He said that I have prepared a place for all of us, that when it's our time, that we all can go to this place. Glory be to God. Yes. And we thank God that Mother had accepted the plan of salvation, that she knew who Jesus was, and that not only did she know him, but she instilled it in everyone that was around her, not just in her home, not just with her children, but in everyone that she came in contact with. She wanted to let them know that there is a reality and serving a true and a living God. So that way your soul would not be lost. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for this moment, this opportunity that you gave me, that I can come and share with the believers in Christ, oh God, how we can hold on to our faith, how we can be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the works of the Lord. This is our assignment. This is who we are. This is what we do. We tell men, girls, and boys about Jesus and how he went to that cross for us and how now he is no longer on the cross, that he lives in us, and how we are supposed to be examples of who he is. Our light is supposed to shine. Help us, God, to shine even in a dark place. Shine even when we don't feel like shining. Help us, God, to let them see you in us, and we will be careful. We're going to give him all the praise. We're going to give him all the honor that is due him. Oh, and we thank him for Jesus. We thank him for Jesus, and we thank him for the Holy Spirit that comes and rules and reigns in our lives and leads and guides us to the truth, to the truth. This is what we stand for, the truth. We give him praise, and we thank God for each and every one of you who are the saints of the Most High God. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. We are still holding Minister Janice and her family at this time. Praise God. And the loss of a mother after 101 years old. What a blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to stay right under the blood, stay right under the blood. I'm going to stay right under the blood
and the devil can't do me no harm. I'm gonna pray right under the blood. I'm gonna pray right under the blood. I'm gonna pray right under the blood. And the devil can't do us no harm. Praise God. My prayer targets today to you was continue to pray for our children that are lost, our mothers that have lost their children to gun violence or prison walls, salvation. Pray for the poor, those that are facing difficult times now in this heat. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some don't have sufficient air. Praise God. We pray for the sick. We always pray for Israel. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I am thankful for all of you that came. Praise God. And we're going to keep on praying for you. Praise God. Praise God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For you are a great God, Lord God. And as I lift up these to you, O God, that has come, O God, bless Minister Gloria Dean, God. Continue, God, to pour out your spirit upon her as she read your word this morning, God. Lord God, every difficulty that the devil tried to throw in her way, God, she's throwing it back to the devil. Hallelujah. Because he has no authority over her. Sister Rebecca, O God, we continue to lift her up, oh God. All her children, Lord God, that they will call her blessed. Hallelujah, that they will find their way to you, oh God, and serve you, God, with their whole heart, mind, and soul. Thanking you, Lord God, for Minister Zadie this morning, God. Oh God, she has come before you. Hallelujah, praise God, and offered up herself to you, God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, meet her every need, God. Oh, in the name of Dennis, oh God, Minister Gigi this morning, oh Father God, that has come before you this morning, Lord God. Oh God, to praise you and to glorify you, to lift you up, oh God, and lay, oh God, the prayer request at your feet, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, we thank you for Minister Janice, oh God. Lord God, that the healing virtue is flowing, God. We thank you for Pastor Joyce this morning, God. Oh, that's so gratefully, oh God, have embraced you this morning, God. Thank you, Lord God, for all of our homes, oh God. Lord God, that they are blessed, oh God. We thank you for Israel, oh God, because you told us never forget Israel, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, oh God, that you are meeting the need, oh God. Many of them going to come and turn back to you, God. Oh God, Father God, where they, oh God, are scattered, God. Bring them home, oh God. Father God, we minister to the poor this morning, oh God. You said the poor will have with us always, oh God. Oh Father God, Lord God, provide, because you are a provider, God. Oh God, all those that stand in need, oh God, may not have food, oh God. Lord God, we know that you can cause hands to reach out, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, and Lord, in this heat, God. Oh Father God, it's your heat, God. We just gonna praise you in the midst of it. Oh God. We are asking you to keep those that's not fortunate enough, oh God. Oh, yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, to have proper air, God. Oh, God, make a way, God. Oh, God, where it seems to be no way. And we are thanking you for everything that we brought before you this morning, Lord. Everything, God, because when we led, God, you said, bring it all, bring all our cares and burdens and lay them at your feet, God, and you will hear us, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. I am so grateful that you all came to pray with me. I mean, prayer is the most, I don't know why people don't like to come to prayer meeting, but prayer is so essential for, because the Bible told us the more we agree in prayer, there is help for us, because one can put 1,000 flights and two can put 10,000. So I want to bless y'all. Be back with Minister Zadie tonight at 7 o'clock. And you're truly myself on tomorrow night for 7 p.m. God bless you. Until then, may the Lord bless and keep you. And may he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good day.
Amen. God bless.
God bless.